Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's... It's Weasel Wednesday. It's the 5th day of April, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And I do believe we are joined by one of those sort. You know the sort. I know the sort. We all know the sort. The sort to give that other sort a bad name in the form of J.D., U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny, riding shotgun.
Yes, you are, Henry. And as always, an honor and a privilege to be fighting the propaganda war with you from the trenches.
And as always, an absolute honor and privilege to have you here, brother. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to mute if you want to come up on the air and talk with JD and myself. Well, it's currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and they're claiming we're going to get a high of 60 degrees today, and it's overcast. Looking like it might rain. Oh, I guess maybe I look over there and the sun might have popped through. Well, we can hope. That being said, for your weather coast to coast, how are things today out there in Nazi Joyzy, JD?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 120 feet above sea level and about a mile away from the Atlantic Ocean proper, we currently have sunny skies. In fact, the sun just came out a little while ago because it was gray and dreary this morning, and I thought it was going to stay that way all day, but about an hour ago, the clouds did move out. And so we got 63 degrees right now. It will be dropping down to 44 tonight. And then tonight we've got another massive rainstorm moving in. It looks like it's going to be on and off all through tomorrow, possibly into Friday or through Friday. And then maybe by the weekend, we're actually going to get to see the sun again. But we do have flood watches in our areas, especially the low-lying areas. So it looks like it's going to be pretty heavy rain.
I think this weekend I get to see the snow again.
Oh, lucky you.
I know it. I mean, what, I'm walking around with a goddamn leprechaun in my pocket with a shamrock in his pocket?
Clearly. Well, hey. Henry, what's on our propaganda plate? Because, man, it just ain't going to stop. You've got Britain and Spain almost ready to go to war again. You've got another one of those pesky chemical attacks over there in Syria. And don't you know, it's actually Assad's fault, and they're demanding that he step down. And it just doesn't stop, Henry. Oh, don't forget the Susan Rice thing and her unmasking. Everything's about unmasking right now, Henry.
Absolutely, John. And the Syria thing, that's one of the articles I have down in the stack here. But we're way behind on those wars over there in the Middle East. We were supposed to have already taken Syria. And, you know, the poison gas attack, I mean, I think we forget about the fact that they have all those Israelis over there in bunkers right there in that area. And it was a chemical weapons facility that was that belonged to the rebels. It just got hit by a bomb and then blew shit everywhere. And, well, I guess this is a good opportunity to show little children sucking on sarin gas and say, we got our troops over there already. It's time we do something about this.
Henry, do you remember this? The last time they tried to ramp up war with Syria, the Syrian love missile crisis, at that same time, in that same period of time there, that window, did we also just happen to have an incident over there with, between Spain and Britain over Gibraltar? Same exact script, Henry.
Wow. I mean, I guess you got to get all the pieces put in place before you plug them in for World War III. I mean, that does include the whole world. If, with any luck, every nation, no one, well, except for the bankers, you know, there in New Zealand and Switzerland and Sweden, you know, they won't be involved because they don't get their hands into the blood that makes their money.
No, that makes them sick, Henry. They can't tolerate the sight of blood. But, you know, it's surprising how they're the ones not being unmasked. That's not a word for today. Unmasked.
Unmasked. I know I've heard that probably 1,000 times since yesterday. Anyway, what I got here to break into is, John, you're not going to believe this.
You got to unmask for us, Henry.
Hold on, brother. Here we go. I'm going to unmask this for you. China becomes top importer of U.S. crude. I said it. I did say it. And we're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I think we were talking a day or two ago about the fact that, China's over here buying up natural resources on the hoof. You know, we're not, it's not even going to belong to us coming out of the ground, people. And when they dropped that ban on exporting our raw crude, well, we told you this is what was going down.
Are you unmasking the Chinese?
I'm unmasking the fraud. The bottom line here
is... I was just going to say, when you lift that Guy Fawkes mask there, because you're unmasking him, it looks an awful lot like fraud, and I smell some Zionism mixed in.
With horse shit, yeah, I can smell it too, John.
Okay.
Anyways, we talked about the fact that this has been planned, way in the future, because, with the ban on crude oil, and the way that we were, all the fracking was going on, no mention of exporting any of it. We should allow fracking. We got to, become energy independent. And then they get all the facilities until they're packed full, and they're trying to pass this sneaky behind our backs, when most countries become, like the Middle Eastern countries, when they became, they found the oil on their land. They became a rich people, and the people, they got direct benefits right from their goddamn oil in the ground. We don't own nothing here, people. Federal owns it, and he's selling it hand over fist to the, first come, first serve.
Well, don't forget, Henry, now there is an intermediate process. First they come in and they manage that land for us, then they turn it into a national monument, and then they give away our resources.
There you go, give away. Well, they get the kickbacks. For every million of our resources they give away, they get 1,000, but the thing is they get it exclusively for them. And as money is political power in a debt-based system, that's how they're lording over us, using our own resources. Somebody was talking about it on the site the other day, or maybe here on the broadcast. I can't remember, but this is how you get conquered. This is how we conquered the American Indian, using their own resources to destroy them. Now you got China's going to be right there tapped in. Like I said, we're building this infrastructure just like old Trump, he promised.
I read an article last week talking about China or something getting control of the tar sand oil locations in Canada. And then, of course, they're actually the ones funding and taking control of this pipeline going through there. And they already own the ports.
Hell yes. So what you got here is the American taxpayer, because we're going to get 4 jobs. We're going to let the Keystone Pipeline, the sludge oil, come right down through the center of the United States. So, John, like John said, once they get it down to the ports, They'll go right to the Chinese port, or it'd be the Chinese sludge oil from Canada through the pipeline across your United States, under your rivers, through your aqueducts. Over your aqueducts, and you know, it spills. It just suck oil, just like them Indians up there in South Dakota. It just sucked out oil. We're talking progress and money here, and you're in the way. You're in the frickin' way. Now get out of the way. We're going to jump into this article. China became the biggest buyer of U.S. crude oil in February, surpassing Canada at a time
Didn't we do this with Japan, I think, just prior to World War II? The very enemy we thought we were going to have to fight, we made sure they were well supplied.
When I read this first line, John, I swear that's the first thought that went through my head when I started reading this article. It's exactly the same. And I mean, it's ramping up over there because you got, little fat boy, the clown, the ping pong ball over there in North Korea. He's jumping up and down, and they're launching some more missiles today, and it's getting really hairy. But, you know, it's like you talk. Yeah, I mean, what you're saying is true. Sub out there, nuclear submarine with the nuclear payload on it, could wipe out North Korea. But that would mean that's right on China's border, and they are protected by China. Our most favorite trading partner, China.
That you mean that developing nation that doesn't have any real industrial base, so it can be called a developed nation yet, Henry? The world's industrial powerhouse right now.
That's the one, our friend, our enemy, our friend, our enemy, our enemy, our friend. China imported 8.08 million barrels of U.S. light crude. And see, what we're exporting out of here is the best. I mean, the shit that you get the most out of, the shit that does the least polluting, the shit that's worth the most money.
Does this explain why I'm seeing gasoline prices spike up again?
I think it does, John, because I noticed the same thing myself. I mean, in these Arab countries, I mean, down in Argentina, I mean, before the communists took over and just completely broke the place, they paid like 20 cents a gallon for gas. I mean, if you're an oil-rich nation like we are, anywhere else in the world where they aren't stealing 110% of your raw materials, hell, you don't pay nothing for gasoline. And what kind of you talk about a boost to the economy. If they just quit stealing our gas money. China imported 8.808 million barrels of U.S. crude, nearly quadrupling its January purchases.
That was 1 month purchase?
That was 1 month, brother. What we said, this is what it was about. I mean,
I remember a very smart guy one time saying on this radio show, what they're going to do is put our sell our resources for next to nothing, put it on the international market, then we're going to have to buy it back at the international price.
Well, I don't know how smart that guy was, but it sure as hell looks like it's shaping up that way. once this goes down, you people watch what I tell you. The refineries, I think there's there ain't that many, man, like 14 refineries left in the United States, if that many. And I tell you, they're going to be gone. We don't need them. We're one world citizens. We buy our gas from the one world.
Well, I don't think we've built a refinery in this country. I think it's over 30 years ago now, the last time we built one.
Well, there's been shutdowns. I mean, I would be interested. Maybe Laura will Google that for me and send it up to me to know how many refineries are operating in the United States right now when we have a glut of crude oil, while we have a glut of gasoline, a glut of diesel, and we're paying...
Glut of foreign invaders.
Glut of foreign invaders and paying... I think it's $2.63 a gallon here, John. Nearly quadrupling January's purchases, according to data released by the U.S. Census Bureau Tuesday. That helped boost U.S. exports. Oh, boy, I'm so glad we're getting our raw materials out of here, and a handful of international son of a bitches are getting all the money for it. That helped boost U.S. exports to a record 31.2 million barrels during the month. Canada, the U.S.'s largest trade partner, imported 6.84 million, down 20% from a month earlier. So they're going to get the same treatment. They're going to get it worse up in Canada.
I'm confused by all this, because at one point, especially during the 70s, remember that period in the 80s, we were the world's biggest oil importers because we just didn't have any oil in this country, Henry.
And the whole thing with the strategic reserve and why we wanted to drill, baby, drill everywhere across this country was to become, so we weren't dependent on buying imports, right? And we have, I mean, rather, that 31, because we did sell, what the hell did we say here, 31.2 million barrels of oil, we didn't buy none last month, right, John?
I guess not, because that works out to a million barrels per day.
Yeah. Yeah, we bought it. It's, this is how they take your goddamn, your raw resources and sell them on the international market. Just, you're, you, on the hell you are as a customer of the internationals. You don't own shit. You never have, never will. Laura says there's 139 and two idle refining facilities in the United States. But I think it must have been 140 is what I was thinking. But anyway, you watch them dry up. You want, once they get them pipelines, once Trump gets his infrastructure for jobs, so that they can pump our resources out of here, we'll see how many goddamn jobs you got. You'll have a handful that get a work, and everybody else will be a goddamn beggar, or be put in a ditch with a bullet through their head.
You know, and I know, Henry, I know some listener somewhere right now that's listening to this radio show saying, we would never send our crude out to be refined. Well, they forget. We're not even allowed to pluck our own chickens anymore. They go over to China to be plucked and then come back here as a finished product.
Yeah, processed with whatever the hell else. You know, think about that. You're taking live chickens and all it needs to be. I mean, you talk about exporting your goddamn, your jobs, your industry. Chickens! You gotta feed that son of a bitch on a ship to go clear over to China. And then the Chinese, they're gonna butcher it out and cut it up and process it for you. And then you gotta pay to ship it back. And it's cheaper for them to do that. What kind of product are you getting in the end, people? What's really, I mean, and boy, you'd gotta know that they're watching that real close to make sure they ain't feeding you nothing they shouldn't be, aren't they? Cause they love you.
Yeah, and don't forget, they would never do something like put malamine in their own baby formula
never.
And kill thousands of their own children. Oh, wait, yes, they did.
Wait, they did do that, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Yeah,
the guy that was in charge of it, kind of their equivalent to the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA was supposed to be overlooking that mm-hmm. stuff. He mysteriously committed suicide right when that happened.
Is that like them people that were, you know, overlooking or looking over or monitoring the banks during the 2008 crisis, you know, coming up on 2008, you know, when derivatives were being sold that were no good?
Yeah, but those regulators, they weren't decent enough to go get all suicide-y on us.
Oh, no, these are American thieves. They don't kill themselves over a little thing like getting caught. The hell, they don't go to jail.
No, they took some low-level bankers and they threw them off the roof of buildings.
There you go. Hey, here's the sacrifice to the bank god. The surge in U.S. shipments to Asia, a market long dominated by Saudi Arabia and other Middle East producers, comes as the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, that's OPEC, trims output in an effort to end a glut that battered the economics of global energy exports. You know those people, they had a hard time, John. They instead of making $50 billion, they only made 49. I mean, this has got to be stopped. If there's some place, we got to get something going for these people, an account that we can donate to.
We got to, Henry. We can't have our elites, taking secondhand downs like this, or hand me downs, or lower forms of income. You know, they lost almost $1 billion there, Henry. Isn't there a special tax we can pass on us coolies, us peasants, that can help them out?
Think of the mentality of the Americans. I mean, the ones that can get a camera put on them. I mean, they have to search out to find the dumbasses these days to, you know, to put on the camera to show, yeah, we got to sell more of our oil for the economy. But you're sitting there looking at, they fucking tell you that, you know, in 2008, these people absolutely committed international fraud to the tune of trillions of dollars stolen from you. None of them went to fucking jail. A lot of them got golden parachute packages on their way out as they were, shutting down the local banks and stuff, cutting the credit line so that everybody lost their job. People all the mortgages foreclosed upon that we paid 110 cents on the dollar.
Henry, they didn't bring in like a Goldman Sachs higher up, you know, like Jamie Dimon, and he sits there in a congressional inquiry and flashes his presidential cufflinks.
Oh, it's worse than that, John. You got a fellow named Steve Mnuchin in the White House right now.
That's right.
What the hell, you know, Jamie Dimon, small potatoes. That was yesterday's news. The surge in U.S. shipments to Asia, that's where we were, organization. They were battered, people. They were battered. These poor, I mean, God almighty, the way they come out. And people,
well,
we're living like shit.
$49 billion last year.
Huh?
They paid $49 billion last year.
Damn it. The way they come out, though, I mean, the gall. They know, they have to know how we're living here. I mean, even Trump, he admitted, I mean, I heard him talking the other day about the 100 million people out of work in this country, truly out of work, the true numbers. And they have the gall, even him, you know. God damn you, I don't even want to hear the word rich guy unless you're talking about putting a goddamn rope around his neck. But no, we're going to help this rich guy over here, and we're going to help these rich guys. While we're doing this, helping rich guys. Hey, wait a minute, wait, stop, I'm going to do it for you. Ready? Jobs. Horse shit, just like it's been horse shit all along.
Well, he threw that four-letter word at us again.
Boy, didn't he? Batter the economies of global energy exporters. Oh, fuck, I'm just, my heart's just bleeding for you. Saudi Arabia reduced its pricing for some of its April crude sales to Asia as supplies from the United States became more competitive. So now the Chinese are even getting a break on their goddamn oil, people, as they're stealing it from us 110%. The U.S. is a larger exporter of crude than any OPEC countries. Hey, we've only been doing it, 6 months now? What'd we tell you people?
Wait a minute. I mean, wasn't Saudi Arabia supposedly feeding the world at one point?
I think they were.
And we're bigger, a bigger exporter than good old Saudi Arabia?
Exactly. Well, 5 years ago is the first time I heard it. When I'm coming, go by 2017, the United States will be the number one exporter of crude oil. Everybody, there's bans on that. You can't do none of that. Yeah, we can. We're us, and you're you. Larger exporter of crude than OPEC countries. John Aruz, executive vice president of energy consultant Turner Mason and Company in Mason, huh? Mm-hmm. And company in Dallas said by phone. That China is buying more means that the United States has become a larger player in the global crude export. Well, I mean, what we've set back and watched, the way we, you know, watched other countries just have their goddamn raw resources, their wealth taken from them. But, and now we're watching it happen to us. This goddamn belongs to us, people.
Well, at least, Henry, at least it's not our gold, diamonds, or uranium.
John.
Sorry.
Exactly. If you got a nation full of people that, I mean, they own the resources and they like to eat and they like to have a roof over their head, what you do is you take your raw resources and ship them to some other fucking country for them to manufacture and let your people starve to death while sitting there watching their goddamn wealth go out the back door. Out the front door. Hell, they ain't taking it out the back door. What am I saying?
We can buy it back. It's just going to cost us a whole lot more.
Of our, the end game is they end up owning our goddamn country that belongs to us, just like that goddamn oil belongs to us. A handful of thieves have been stealing from us from the inception of this country.
Uh-oh. I think you're unmasking, Henry.
I'm going to try and stop, John. I'm going to try to ratchet it down here a bit. God. Okay. Turner and Company. China is buying more. Ships hauling U.S. crude to Asia included the supertanker Alex, which headed for Ningbo in eastern China after loading 2 million barrels of West Texas intermediate crude in the Gulf of Mexico in late February. And like you said, as they're getting ready to, they're taking our goddamn resources out of your wholesale, people. And at the same goddamn time and in the same breath, the price is going up at the pump for us for the goddamn gas we burn. You can't see that?
Now, wait, Henry, weren't we just getting ready to go to war with them about free navigation rights in the South China Sea and them building some islands down there that China says, well, that's not building islands, even though it is building islands. No, but it's not building islands.
We've also been shipping all of our recyclable materials, steel, just about anything, just like garbage trucks full of it. I mean, not trucks, but barges. Barges and barges of it. Now, when did we do that, John? I mean, when?
Oh, wait a second. That sounds so familiar. I know that smell. Oh, I think that was just there during the 30s as we built Japan into the military machine that was used to attack us.
Goddamn right. And, have you noticed when we see these phenomenons, like, you know, why in the hell would we be sending our recyclable materials, which are a lot easier? It's, it takes a lot less energy. and a lot less everything to recycle something than it does to take it from the raw materials like steel, iron, copper, anything like that. It takes to refine it. But why would we do that? I mean, just go ahead and just send it on over to them as so that, well, I guess so they can build a war machine. When you look at these, like I said, phenomena is happening, and you look at where is it happening at, and look at there, and right when you look at China, you do see Japan right there. In fact, I think Japan was engaged with China when this was going on back when they orchestrated World War II. I mean, well, you know, Guy Carr said it. They used the same systems over and over again, and goddamn people... It ain't that the people are too stupid. It is just that, I mean, you think of the wealth. Just like keeping this site, corralled and keeping it from any search engine they can. I mean, there is goddamn money going to this. The wealth that they spend just servicing the lie, servicing the con. I mean, the idea has to be to destroy you. And destroy your country. Otherwise, I mean, it would be actually cheaper just to let you have a life.
Well, Henry, we gotta give them our recycled material because we're fresh out of guidance systems to give them.
I know, and not to mention we owe them so much because we had to borrow so much from them to Oh, that's right, to pay off those frauds in 2008, which takes us full circle right back to what we started with. That being said, we are at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true. The motor in. Watch out, nice.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
To see knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, put my guns in the ground. I can't shoot them anymore. The cold black cloud is coming around, and I feel love knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Feels like I am. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Oh, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Listening to the word from the trenches, from the trenchesworldreport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Door because it's Wednesday. All righty, man. Now, you know, they've been harping, you know, man, they're really cracking down on the border, John. They're cracking down on the border. I heard him say that the other day that, illegal border crossings were down like 60%. So that means there's still 40% of it going on. At the same time, nobody's leaving. You notice how quiet they've got about the fact that they're not sending nobody out of this country. They're stopping a few at the border. If somebody hacks somebody to pieces, you know, an MS-13 gang member hacks somebody to pieces, well, we're going to deport, get it on the news, we're deporting one today. We said for eight years it would be 21,000 a day that would have to leave here to get them all out of here in the time that, Trumpy, but you know, he's been busy. He's been busy making sure that the goddamn foreigners can get in here and get to buying up our infrastructure, that we're building infrastructure in the form of pipelines to haul Chinese oil down to the goddamn Chinese ports on the other side of our country. He's been real busy looking out for the people who put him in office, the people he serves, the international elite that he is a part of. Borders turn quiet under Trump amid a steep drop in arrests. This is from mail.com, sent in by Sunfire. Well, if they're backing off the border, you're going to put all them fucking agents. You're going to get them out there and you're going to start rounding these son of a bitches up that have been here sucking off us all along, right? I don't think so. Just five people were eating dinner on a recent weeknight at a Texas church that is a stopping point for newly arrived immigrants. So here you have the aiders and the abettors of the felony, the Catholic Church, for newly arrived immigrants on the U.S.-Mexican border. On a typical night last year, hundreds of immigrants might come through the church. Well, maybe they're not coming through the church anymore. Maybe they're just flying them directly to their points of destination. Hell with that, messing around at the border. But, you know, it did make a lot of jobs down there for the last generation that invaded us. Immigrants who are still coming say many people in their home countries are staying home amid fears about President Donald Trump's immigration rhetoric, putting off coming to the United States until they see how his policies play out. We're just sitting back we're going to wait and when things cool down, when the American people fall back to sleep, because they got a big old wall with the population of the world inside the United States. Well, we need a wall now. Let's put a wall. Isn't that like closing the barn door after the horse gets out? Immigrants are still coming, say many people in their home countries. Immigrants who are still coming, say many people in their home countries, are staying home amid fears about President Donald Trump's immigration rhetoric. There are mothers who heard that Trump might change the law to remove parents and keep the children here, said Jose Gonzalez. Where in the hell does this shit come from? Gonzalez, 29-year-old father of two from El Salvador. That stopped a lot of people. The first months of the new administration have seen a huge drop in the number of people being caught by agents on the U.S.-Mexican border, raising the possibility that a Trump effect is keeping migrants away. And what they're doing is they're going up to Canada and coming down through the northern border. They're still pouring in here. John, tell me, you're right there in New Jersey. You're in a place where that's hopping. Have you seen, can you say that you've seen anything that would show that there's anything going on with stopping this illegal invasion?
No.
No, me either. And I've been up to Seattle. I've been a lot of places.
It's business as usual up here in Nazi Jersey.
That's what I see. I hear lapping through the store, just grabbing everything off the goddamn shelves like the whole goddamn country belonged. Well, it does. It's theirs. They already said it, didn't they?
Yeah, and I don't see them walking around in any state of fear, Henry.
No. The hell no. They're laughing. This is a fucking joke. And the people, you smart people, you fell for it again, didn't you? You gonna go vote again?
Well, Henry, I'm already looking forward to the, well, we'll see, it was 2016, so it's going to be the 2020 presidential elections. I'm already looking forward to that, Henry.
Oh, I am too. I want to go out and I want to participate. I want to be a part of the group. The first few months of the new administration have seen a huge drop in the number of people being caught by agents on the U.S. border because they're just not doing it, raising the possibility that the, quote, Trump effect is keeping migrants away. Well, goddamn. Maybe they're all here.
There's that term, that Trump effect. Wasn't I talking about that last week as far as propaganda goes?
Yeah, I think you were. And here we have it. You've got 100 million of the son of a bitches here. And when we said 21,000 a day, that was just for 60 million. And you people have to know that there is 100 million of them here. He isn't doing shit. And what they'll do.
They're admitting that. It's gone down by about 50 to 60%, the drop. So that means 40% still. Oh no, yeah. It was a 40% they said drop.
No, it was a 60% drop with.
So 40% still coming through, and we figured they've admitted the low side, the conservative estimate that 5,000 a day is coming over the border. So at 40%, a 60% drop, that means 40% getting over. That's still 2,000 a day is getting over here free and clear.
The bottom line is you're not emptying anything out. It's gaining. They're gaining on you.
Yeah, because we ain't even kicking out 2,000 a day to equal what's coming over the border every single day.
That's the point right there. So and the net is gain. And like I said, build the wall around it. This is what they're going to do. They'll build that wall. Boy, and it'll be a spindy son of a bitch, man. And it'll be a big, impressive wall that goes clear down the goddamn southern border. And then they'll say, well, you know, we got all these people. Now we got the wall. We told you people, you know, back in the Reagan days when you let the first, that batch in. That we're gonna let these in and then secure the border, and that'll be the end of it. You won't have no more. We're taking your jobs and your resources and every goddamn thing that belongs to you. And then they'll say, well, we got the wall up now. We've contained it. Now we need to have some immigration reform, which is to say make them all, well, citizens, so that they can, and they're still going to take your job. But this will be the end of it, really. And it doesn't matter because it will be the goddamn end of it. They've already got everything here, people. They've got you. I mean, damn it, you have to know it. You know, your job, your loading docks, your construction, every place you look, who's running it? If they all did have to leave, man, it would be a boom in this country. Do that and drop the gas down to 25 cents a gallon, man, this country would boom. But a kitten, because you have no way. You got to steal it. These people, like I said, the money they spend to keep the truth, you know, to keep the lie alive, to tell their lies so that they can keep their thieving. I mean, the money they spend on that, I mean, there's so little that really comes to the American people. And just that little bit might keep them from getting, they cannot. They have to steal. They're like a kleptomaniac. They're like the fellow John talks about, who had to light a fire. The pathological liar. Standing there looking at the fire with the match in his hand. What fire?
What fire? Henry, to this day, I'll never forget that, man. Oh, that was old Glenn.
Oh, that's quite a story. Fewer than 12,500 people were caught at the southern border in March. 12,500. Fewer than 12,500. Well, God, what were they doing before? How many are? Oh, there's just 11 million of them here. Don't worry about it. Got. And when they go to do that, when they do their new reform, they'll say, everybody that was in after this date here, this is it. Really, this is, we got the wall now, okay? Yeah, you got a whole nother goddamn population here. You've recolonized a son of a bitch. Now all you got to do is try and make it stick. And that's what this is really all about. That's what that dirty son of a bitch, that lowlife goddamn carnival barker Trump is all about. He's never been, I mean, he stands up there and he gets off on the fact that you people jump and run after that wiper like my dad making that dog running around the circle. You're the dog.
Well, all Trump has to say is jobs.
Jobs. Yep. Jobs.
That's it. Don't chase that wiper, Henry.
Don't chase the wiper. Yep. That's it. The lowest monthly figure in at least 17 years and the second straight month that border arrests dropped sharply. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly in testimony submitted to a Senate committee called the decline no accident. They credited Trump. Like this is a scam. If you don't get rid of the invasion, the replacement of your population that has already been put here, what are you doing?
Well, wait a minute, anything. Henry, I'm a little confused on the math of this. If they're going to replace us, well, what are they going to do with us?
Well, you forgot the other equation in the math, which is, what was it, 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition, John.
That's right. I forgot the mass graves. That's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right. I think they call that a constant. But those working in shelters and experts on immigration say it will take several more months to judge whether any drop-off is lasting. And that the number could surge again as quickly as they've fallen. Trump's vows to step up deportations and build his signature border wall were widely spread in Central America, according to three migrants who, well, goddamn, here's your solid news sources. Three people who can't even speak your language. Three third worlders who can't even speak your language. But I'm sure that they got treated very well for saying this. According to three migrants who recently arrived in Texas and spoke to the Associated Press, Kelly also announced last month that authorities might start separating adults and children crossing the border to deter families from trying to enter the United States.
Well, how about put a DMZ there with landmines? That'll deter them.
Well, though, I mean, even if you put landmines, the point is the horse is already out. They're already here.
Now, wait, Henry, is that like putting a condom on after you've had sex?
In the end, everybody, well, you still got F, didn't you? For years, tens of thousands of immigrants, for years. Now, you remember, there was nobody coming over here. Remember, John? They told us, oh, no, there's like three, and they were going the other way.
Million, Henry, and that's it. Just the 11 million, that's it.
For years, tens of thousands of migrants. They're not migrants, they're goddamn invaders. They're illegal aliens. Migrants every month would cross the United States' southern border. Traffic has surged in recent years of people crossing into Texas from three Central American countries torn by gang violence and poverty. No, it's about poverty. It's about a world depression and about them having their slave populations down there. And they want to cut back on them, you know. It's just like what they want to do here. You know, they want to get rid of us, man. They want to, I mean, goddammit, we're useless eaters to them. They want to take us over. They don't need us. They've got the resources. That's what they wanted all along. And all we had to do was conquer the continent and bring the resources to bear. Now they don't need us anymore. And it's just like in the depressions down there, those big families down in Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico. They've got too many peasants. There's a glut of human resource down there. They got peasants and peons that'll lick their feet all day long. There's just too many of them. And they're a burden. So rather than them having to spend the money on a billion rounds of hollow point ammunition to put them in the ground, hell, let's do something creative here. Let's move them up to America, bring them down to the level of peasants, then we'll take them pesky Americans out to the ditch, put a bullet through their head, and there'll be nobody to dispute who owns the United States of these Americas.
Well, Henry, I don't think they need us anymore. That's it. We've conquered the continent. We've built the 20th and the 21st century, so we're just kind of in the way now.
That's exactly it, in the way. Former President Barack Obama's administration also publicized deportations and tried to dissuade Central Americans from heading north. What? How stupid do you think we are? You're buying goddamn planes. You set up agencies down there so that they could come in and you could write down their names and get them a plane ticket and fly their asses up here. What are you talking about? I mean, this is a con game, people, and it ain't even a good one. I mean, this is like trying to... an Eskimo standing in the middle of Alaska, up in Alaska, on the Alaskan tundra in December, that it ain't no, there ain't no snow or ice. God. Former president administration, Central Americans from heading north. Let's see what we got to say. Particularly,
that almost sounds like those lines in the sky. Those aren't chemtrails, no. You idiot. Those are just very long, straight clouds.
I know. It just blows me away, man. But I know. The thing is, I know that it's just there's only a handful of. I mean, the retards are about 25% of the population. And there's another. I don't know if I got that article or not, but there was one about the fact that the survey says that most people would not give up liberty for freedom. You see, it gets out every once in a while. You know, it's just like containing this site. If the 75% had a voice and were in contact with one another, this shit would be over forthwith. That's why one of their main goals, I mean, in any war, communications and cutting communications in an invasion is critical. It's just plumb critical. And that's what they've done here. They have set up their communications and their propaganda programs, and any time we try to reach out to each other to say, hey, do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, let's kill these bastards. There's no expense spared. Like I said, I mean, God, if I just, from the trenches should make, what I mean, that would be a excellent living for anybody. if it wasn't being held. I mean, just completely removed from searches and shit. But what they spend just doing that would be, I mean, like I said before, if the money they spend on their operation here, because they're looking at the end goal and it's come to the point to where money is not the object with them. It's pure power and control, and they want to commit, I mean, they want to do death sacrifices like they've never done before. They have some big plans. What they did in China in the 60s, you know what, about 250 million people? That was one of their biggest accomplishments of just bloody killing off the population that wasn't them. They want to surpass that. Well, you look at the Georgia Guidestones. They have some big goddamn plans, people, for killing us.
And remember, Henry, over there in China, that was part of the Great Leap Forward. It wasn't the Russians went into China and killed them, or the Italians, or the Germans, or the French. No, those were the Chinese killing the Chinese, just like they're going to use Americans to kill Americans here.
Well, that's been the problem here, is getting Americans to kill Americans. I mean, right now they've got 25% that they can control, and they're the spineless of the lot. I mean, they are the culls. They are the people we don't have.
Yeah, those are what they give the badges to, too.
Exactly. But the bottom line is, that's why you had to have the import. That's why you had to recolonize first. So you get another. We've talked about it. You know, when you start talking about sending, you get out of here. This is our country, God damn it. Before you. We just want a better life. We know what you want. We knew it all along. And only 25% of the retards were bought into any of this shit. And they bought into it again when they said, well, the guy on the big white horse with the funny hair, he's going to run them out of here. And I can just sit here in my own piss, in my comfort zone, and they're going to do it for me. And now you're finding out, well, they're just telling them guys to F off, and there really ain't that many of them, is there? Hey, you know what? We could tell them to fuck off, don't you think? We're a hell of a lot more than the invasion force.
Well, Henry, it's gone from, we just want a better life, to, you're going to die soon.
You're going to die soon. Okay, where are we at? North, particularly during the 2014 surge of families and children traveling alone to cross the border. Officials took credit when border arrests fell during this tenure, only to see the numbers rise again. Some think the real Trump effect, in quotation marks, was pushing fearful people to move up their journeys and get to the United States before he took office. And see, that's it. You know, they're here. And I'll tell you, we might not know this, but I'm telling you people right now, In the little groups of, like, these son of a bitches coming up here, they don't talk to you outside people. They you're the enemy. They understand that. They got nothing to say. They, oh, yes, I just want a better life, as they're twisting that knife between their fingers, getting ready to hack your ass up. They stay, and I'm telling you, I bet you it's like common knowledge. Hey, yeah, if we get up there before they start doing and building the wall, we get to stay. And it's already been arranged. So go ahead and spend $15,000. I got my cousin Carlos. He's going to send me $15,000, and I'm going on up to America because I get to stay. If everybody knows, but don't tell the gringo. Border arrests in October, November, and December increased by about a third compared to the same period in 2015 before falling this year. The election and the possibility that the wall, everything was going to happen, encouraged them to come now. This is what we're saying. Why would you do that? You must not have thought there was going to be any kind of deportation other than if they catch you at the border before Trump gets in, right? I wonder where they got that idea. You know, just like when Obama, you know, talking about he was trying to scare him out of here when he was, you know, having pamphlets printed in goddamn Spanish down in these, in Guatemala, in El Salvador, in Mexico, telling them how to get onto welfare up here when it was a goddamn felony to do it. Taking your goddamn tax money and having pamphlets printed in a foreign language to tell people to come up here and commit fraud. You really think you're going to straighten us out with some freak with a weird hairdo? Encourage them to come now, said Sister Norma Pimentel, executive director of Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley. And here you are. Here's your dirty churches working to cut your goddamn throat. Everyone, I mean, this is one thing that's going to be destroyed. This is never going to happen in this goddamn country again. If, oh, I'm a good Christian, so I can fuck all of you. I'm a good Christian. You're going to be in the goddamn grounds, what you're going to be. Rio Grande Valley, which operates the shelter as Sacred Heart Catholic Church in McClellan. Trump focused on the constant flow of immigrants from the start of his campaign when he denounced border crossers as criminals and rapists and repeatedly promised to build a wall and step up deep. No, he said he was going to. Every one of them had to leave. Do you remember that? See, we're supposed to forget this shit. We're supposed to have. I mean, well, he's doing something. You got to give him a chance, you see. That's why I voted for him, to give him a chance to do something. He ain't doing nothing. But goddamn, you know, stepping up for the goddamn the corporate elite. That's all I see. Maybe you can see something else. See these people, they look at the idiot box and they say, "This, all these good things are going on." Okay, and they go out and they're saying their world's just getting worse around them and they're too fucking stupid to even cop to it.
Now, I do remember Trump saying, too, if he was president, Hillary'd be in jail. And well, he's been there a couple of months now, and I still don't hear any talk about her going to jail.
I don't think they're going to put her in jail, John.
No, don't say that, Henry. No.
I didn't want
you
to say
give Trump a chance.
I know. If we just give him a chance, I know what he'd do.
We'd have to vote for him again in 2020 to give him that second chance.
And give old Jeffrey Dahmer a chance, a fork, and some mustard. Exactly. Anyways, we're going to roll across. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Alrighty, you're listening to the second hour of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. On this Weasel Wednesday, the 5th day of April, 2017, I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time. That means it's time for the Tactical Report with J.D., U.S. Marine, Fighting Tyranny. John, you have the floor.
Okay, Henry, thank you very much. Just getting my paperwork in order here. So where the hell was I? Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's get going with our station identification. You are listening to the Tactical Report, and I am your host for that, John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny. And, of course, today is April 5th, 2017, and it is 4:01, or as the military terms might say, 16:01 Eastern Time. And let's see what we got here. And we are also broadcast on PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, or as some people know it, Oregon. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. Jalapenos Channel, 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation and around the world. If you'd like to call our live call online, our number is 641-715-3610. And a very nice, Ebola, anthrax, measles, avian flu, Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome, severe acute respiratory syndrome, bubonic plague, polio, Lyme disease, Legionnaire's disease, chicken pox, West Nile fever, yellow fever, and of course the latest and greatest Zionist Jew media sensation, a Zika free lady, will come on the line and ask you what conference room you want. And the number is 22-00-29 and the pound sign. And don't forget, at the end of the tactical report, I do open the floor for any questions or comments, but you do need to hit *6 to manually unmute. All right, let's get moving here. Now, remember all these diseases I just said very slowly and clearly? Remember how they were all national? And in fact, most of them were international headlines, all within about the last year and a half or so, around the world. Do you remember that? how they were all being presented as being the new Black Death that was going from person to person, town to town, country to country, and my God, there was no way to stop it. It was even going continent to continent. And then we had something like Zika, which was nothing more than a mild cold-like flu, and then suddenly it became deadly and caused children to be born with their brains missing, and then became sexually transmitted, and, well, even it was reported that it even caused your testicles to shrink. You remember all that? Yes, people. That's all part of the merry-go-round, or the propaganda merry-go-round, that you call news. You betcha. Because there's nothing like getting paid to lie to the American people's face. And that's what mass media does. But we let them know that we understand this is all nonsense and bullshit, just like the fact that, well, there is no country called Israel. In fact, it is a terrorist organization. And we understand it's a terrorist organization because this fraudulent organization called the UN never had the power to take away someone's country called Palestine and give it away to a bunch of murderous psychopaths called Israeli Jews. Never had that power. So if they didn't have the power, then it never occurred. But if it never occurred, then there is no country called Israel. But there is an organization called Israel. And what do? Oh, that's right. Murder, rape, pillage, and burn. What do we call that? That's right, global terrorism. Very good. What a smart audience we have. And we let these Zionist scumbags know we figured all this out with a little teeny tiny program called BDS, Boycott, Divest, and Sanction, which means you don't give any kind of monetary, financial, moral, or political support to this international terrorist organization called Israel, or anyone who supports international terrorism, like Starbucks Commie Coffee. Because when you have a cup of Starbucks Commie Coffee and you get to experience that god-awful, bitter aftertaste, that's one of them foreign invaders just pissed in your coffee that you're tasting. You betcha. Going on. Let's get moving. I got a couple. Oh, we got the Bill of Rights segments. Now, remember yesterday we were talking about Washington, D.C., and in fact, it's really nothing more than a military citadel. In fact, it was even by 1973. And what's interesting about the year 1973? Oh, that's right. That's the same year, by no small coincidence, that that scumbag, that international war criminal, Henry Kissinger, came up with the petrodollar, or the recycled petrodollar. That's what they called it. Remember that back then? Because remember, August 15th, 1971, Nixon closed temporarily, I will use his own word, temporarily closed the gold window, which means the Federal Reserve. Now, remember, there's no such thing as an American dollar. It's the Federal Reserve note, which is produced by the International Zionist Jew Communists. He took that off the gold-backed standard. It had a 40% gold-backed requirement. Not 100%. It was a 40% requirement, meaning if you had $100, you have to have $40 or almost 2 ounces back. That was really almost 1 ounce because it was repriced at $35 an ounce back there in 1934, I think it was. It was repriced back to around roughly $35 an ounce. So at $40 or 40% requirement, that means for every $100 the U.S. government issued, they were supposed to have roughly 1 ounce of gold held in reserve. Well, 1971, Nixon declared, well, you don't even have to do that. You know what? In fact, you know what's going to back it? Nothing at all except swift, blinding violence of the American military. And that's how the petrodollar was born, people. Well, that same year, Congress declared that, well, it can decide its own laws for that 10-mile square. It can have its own set of rules, its own form of government regulation, which means it really nulled and voided the Constitution as the operating manual on what this government could do. Well, we were talking about Washington, D.C., and the fact that there was this location called Washington, D.C., technically, by the Constitution, it is somewhat allowed. Now, it may not be allowed in the form it's taken, but the idea, the basic concept, was allowed by the U.S. Constitution. And for a reference, we're going to read over that real quick. This is U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8. And we're going to drop down because the Section 8 has a whole bunch of paragraphs in it. So we're near the bottom of Section 8 here. And it talks about this 10-mile square, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square, as may, by session of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of the government of the United States, and to exercise the authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, and to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or any department or office thereof. So I like this. It says it may become the seat of government of the United States and exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be. Now, we're talking about Washington, D.C., not they can make rules about how they conduct their government affairs, their own rules. And what does that mean? Well, that really means it's a military district, or if you've heard me say, a military citadel. And it was through this erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, and of course they extended that to post office because that is talked about in another part of the Constitution. And it was through those little teeny tiny pinpoint pricks on the map that they got into other states with this admiralty law, this commercial law, and then it spread out, people, like a disease. Well, just because it spread like a disease doesn't mean the Bill of Rights doesn't exist. It does exist. Unfortunately, it still comes down to us to enforce it. And that's what Article 2 is all about, now isn't it? Going on. We've got some interesting developments around the world, so let's take a quick look. Now, what I want people to understand is, again, none of these events are occurring in a vacuum. That is, these are not standalone events. These are all related. They are all orchestrated. And just because you don't understand the mechanism by which one is related to the other doesn't mean that they're not related. It's just like your car. When you go out there and start your car, now I know a few people are mechanically minded, but most people have no idea what the hell happens when you turn that key and that car starts up. Or you move that little tiny lever arm and you put it in gear and suddenly you give it a little gas and it goes. Well, people understand that, but they don't understand a lot of times how the hell an engine works. And even less people understand how a transmission works, especially an automatic transmission. But that doesn't mean they don't work now, does it? In fact, you expect your car to work, even though you have no idea what the hell is actually occurring under the hood most of the time, especially with these very sophisticated computer systems, which now regulate your engine. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's not occurring. Well, it's the same thing here. We've got a lot of these look like disparate events occurring around the globe, and it looks like they're all independent of each other, but they're not, people, because these are all orchestrated by the same international communists who have their eyes set on destroying this country. Let's take a look at a couple of these related events. Well, first off, over in Russia, we've had this so-called massive terrorist attack. Now, they haven't been quick to label it a terrorist attack, but it was over there right in St. Petersburg, right in one of their subway stations, one of their metro stations. And apparently, quite a few people got killed, and hundreds were injured. In fact, I think the last count I saw, it was something like 41 or 50 people were actually killed, and something like 150 or nearly 200 people had been injured. But they weren't quick to label it a terrorist act. You know, it was really just somebody farting. That's all. And someone was lighting a cigarette next to him at the same time. Yeah, that's what caused it. So there's a possibility that there's another explanation for this. And then, of course, we've got this chemical attack over in Syria. And, oh, the children, oh, my God, the children that suffered, the children, because I happened to see a news report. Again, I don't watch the news on my TV, but I was over at my friend's garage, and, of course, he had on, it wasn't CNN, but it was like CNN, and they were talking about this chemical attack over there in Syria and how it was the Assad government that did it, and, oh, my God, the children that suffered and died from this, and the children that didn't die but are disfigured and suffering horribly because they're having respiratory problems and ailments from this, and, oh, the children, we've got to do something, we've got to get rid of Assad. And then, of course, there's this other interesting development, which occurred just about the same time, last time around they wanted to unseat Assad. Remember with the Syrian love missile crisis? And that's going back about 4 years ago. And you remember right about that same time, there also happened to be a rise in tensions between Britain and Spain over Gibraltar. Remember that? At that same exact instant, it seemed like they were getting ready to go to war over Gibraltar. And here it is again, people. Syrian chemical attack. Oh, we got to go in there. We've got to get rid of Assad. And, oh, by the way, it looks like Spain and Britain are getting ready to square off over Gibraltar again. In fact, I even got an article up here talking about how the British Navy, one of their frigates, just went into the Gibraltar waters and just chased out one of these Spanish naval warships. Oh, they're going toe-to-toe, people. And that's not the end of it. Let's take a look at some other distractions that are going on and are related. These are all coordinated, people, all of it. Remember, whatever you see in politics, it's theater. It is all orchestrated. It is created intentionally, sometimes for nothing more than your distraction, other times because they are trying to achieve some other objectives with it, but they always want the propaganda value. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. We got this. I like that one. I'll get back to that in a moment. Well, we have Bannon was removed from the National Security Council. And then, of course, over in Fox News. Well, we've got that Bill O'Reilly. At least I saw an article saying he just stepped down because, well, he's under legal assault. He's under he's being sued for sexual harassment. There are sexual claims. And then, of course, it talks about another article that Fox News is again facing sexual harassment allegations, and it's riling Fox News. And it says here, Fox News is facing a new lawsuit against former chairman Roger Ailes and the O'Reilly Factor, which, of course, is Bill Goebbels O'Reilly. So it's not even just Bill Goebbels O'Reilly. Now, remember, they always roll in the sexual accusation lawsuits when they need a good distraction here in the country. Remember, on the international stage, who's the circus clowns? Well, that's North Korea. They're the circus clowns. They're the ones they bring out between the main acts to keep you distracted, to keep you entertained. But what do they do here within the continental United States? What's the equivalent of the circus clowns? Well, that's the sexual allegation lawsuits. And there we go. So we got Bill Goebbels O'Reilly being thrown up on the sacrificial barbecue right now. And what else do we got going? Remember, people, these are all related events, even if you don't understand the very mechanism that relates them. And I like this. Let's roll through a couple of interesting headlines now that I gave you just a couple of the highlights on some of the bullshit that's being presented to us as, well, news. Of course, we talked about Syria. Oh, I can't get that. It won't roll up. All right. Sure, my screen suddenly froze, of course, and it does that. When you do CNN, I notice my screen freezes quite a bit. That and RT, especially RT. Whenever you bring up an article from Russia Today, almost always causes my computer to lock up now, which never used to happen. All right, so that's not going. I like this. Syria. This is over in BBC News. Chemical attack down to Assad. U.S. says the only possible person that could be responsible for this chemical attack in Syria, according to the U.S., it could only be Assad. So remember, now just a week ago, we had the White House and the White House press secretary come out and say, oh, well, they've got a new mantra. They've got a new direction on Syria. They're basically going to just give it a hands-off attitude. They don't care if Assad stays or goes or not. And here it is, not even a week later, and, well, Assad's got to go. All right, let's get over here. Let me see if I can get my window to roll up. I like this. This is the one I was over in CNN. Syria gas attack reportedly kills dozens, including the children. The children, the children. Oh, it's the children, people. Oh, because there were children killed by this, we've got to go in there. We've got to take Assad out. That's right. We're going to have to send your sons and daughters over into that Zionist-created meat grinder called the Middle East to die because some Syrian children were killed by, well, U.S. chemical weapons. Let's see what this says here. I like this over in Press TV, International News. U.S. won't accept Assad participating in elections. And this is according to this little whore, Haley, who's the U.S. ambassador now. And, you know, where the hell did she come from anyway? Who did she get on her knees and service that she became the United Nations ambassador? Nikki Haley, that's her. And she's a horrible-looking thing. In a departure from early official statements, the United States said it cannot accept Syrian President Bashar al-Assad running in future elections. Well, there you go, people. It turns out that the United States, and I'm guessing that means the Department of State or the State Department, because those are two different departments, and Trump, because he's taking orders from his Zionist Jew overlords, well, they just can't tolerate a Syrian named Assad being president in Syria. So we're just not going to accept the people. We just can't accept it. We're not going to allow it, is what they're really saying. Going on. See if I can get this to flip here. Now, here's the article I was talking about before with this new, well, I shouldn't say new, but respun gambit, and that is Britain and Spain getting ready to confront each other over this little rock called Gibraltar. Well, it's a big rock, but just a rock nonetheless. Royal Navy boat chases Spanish warship out of Gibraltar waters. The British Royal Navy patrol boat chased the Spanish warship out of the Gibraltar territorial waters in the latest spat between the UK and Spain over the disputed enclave's future after Brexit. Now remember, where did I see that word enclave? Oh, that's right. That's where the Chinese went when we passed the Chinese Exclusion Act back there in the 1880s. They went to enclave cities. What do we call those today? Oh, that's right. Sanctuary cities. Same bullshit, slightly different language, people. I like this. The face-off occurred Tuesday, just hours after Spain advised Britain to calm down as tensions continued to rise between the two countries. The British Foreign Office defended the decision to order the Spanish vessel, the Infanta Cristina, out of Gibraltar's waters, describing the incident as an unlawful maritime incursion. The Royal Navy challenges all unlawful maritime incursions into British Gibraltar territorial waters, and did so again on this occasion, an FCO spokesman stated. Now, what's interesting is I like this. Gibraltar is a strategic British territory located at the entrance of the Mediterranean Sea on the southern tip of Spain's Iberian Peninsula with an area of 6.7 square kilometers. So what is that, like 3 square miles? The territory was ceded to Britain in 1713 as part of the Treaty of Utrecht. And I'm not sure I'm saying that right. It looks like Utrecht. Spain does not recognize the waters as sovereign British overseas territory and made it clear that it wants the enclave back. So wait, Spain lost this back in 1713, but suddenly, at this very moment, it suddenly feels the need to challenge Britain over this, and to do so by sending one of its warships rather than over to, like, the ICC, the International Criminal Court, or over to the World Court, or into the UN, which is supposedly what those organizations was created for, wasn't it? Of course. Because this isn't theater, people. Now, let's talk about the circus freaks themselves over in government slaves. The UN's LGBT czar, and that's the they call them lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. I think that's what it stands for. I'm not even sure. But the proper description or the proper definition of LGBT is low-life garbage and Bolshevik trash. So the UN's LGBT czar on indoctrinating children. Quote, the younger, the better. Yeah, I'm going to let that sink in for just a moment. Did that sink in? I hope it did. Now, this is one of those people that, thank God, I was not in the same room when he made that statement. Because I just had a sheer reflex, you know, kind of like your eyes blink and you don't even realize it, or you breathe. Most of the time, you don't even realize you're breathing. Just had a sheer reflex, autonomous, purely autonomous. I would have grabbed him by the neck. I would have pounded his face into chop meat. I would have stomped him into the ground till he was nothing but a pulp of jelly. And then I would have stomped the pulp of jelly until he was nothing more than a stain on the floor. And probably would have been arrested for it. But then I would have gone before the judge and said, I don't know why I'm here, judge. I don't recall doing anything. Yeah, I know there was some video of me beating some guy down, but I have no recollection of it, so there was no intent on my part. So I'm not guilty of anything. Let's see what this faggot says, this freak, this pervert, this deranged socialist. Pro-family groups hoping the United Nations would quit pushing homosexuality. Oh, where is it? Yeah. Yes, yes, the LGBT, they're going to stop pushing homosexuality. Yeah, I'm sure. The pro-family groups hoping the United Nations would quit pushing homosexuality and gender confusion on children under new UN Security General Antonio Guterres are going to be very disappointed. Not only has the globalist institution not reined in its activism on behalf of the low-life garbage and Bolshevik trash agenda, the UN's new LGBT czar is using taxpayer resources to push indoctrination into schools worldwide, especially on young children. Simultaneously, the UN is helping to wage a global war on religious liberty, much of it under the guise of protecting LGBT activists from stigma and discrimination. Yes, people, there's only one way you get these people to back down. You've got to grab them by the throat, you beat their face in the chop meat, you then beat the chop meat into a bloody gel, and then you take the bloody jelly that's on the ground and you beat that until it's nothing more than a stain on the ground. Then they stop. And let me see, I think I had one more here. Where was it? I have one more, let me see if I can... Oh, I like this. This is funny. I got to bring this one up. Over in Yahoo News. Islamic State says U.S. being run by an idiot. Well, there you go, people. So we have supposedly have these deranged crazies, this Islamic terrorist, this Islamic State. And suddenly their opinion about the so-called duly elected president of the United States. Remember, he's not elected. He was picked by the Jews. The president of the United States, their opinion matters. So they're going to make it a headline over in Reuters News. Islamic State says U.S., quote, being run by an idiot. Well, there we go, people. That's it. Now we understand what's going on. That's why the border wall's not getting built. That's why Hillary Clinton isn't arrested yet. That's why Eric Holder's not in jail. That's why people like Pelosi or Feinstein or all these traitors called senators, congressmen, and the supreme traitors. This explains why they're not in jail. Because the country's being run by an idiot. That's it. There we go. Everything explained. I like this. Let's read it. It's so funny. Cairo, Reuters. Islamic State said on Tuesday the United States was drowning and being run by an idiot. And the first official remarks by the group referring to the president, Donald. Now remember, if they're making these comments as a group, what does that mean? That's right. This means they have a press secretary. Kind of sophisticated for an internationally hunted terrorist organization, don't you think? And the first official remarks by the group referring to President Donald Trump since he took office, the spokesman, Abi al-Hassan al-Majra, Mahuja said, quote, America, you have drowned and there is no savior. You have become prey for the soldiers of the caliphate in every part of the earth. You are bankrupt. And the signs of your demise are evident to every eye. There is no more evidence than the fact that you were being run by an idiot who does not know what Syria or Iraq or Islam is. There you go, people. But I do agree with him that we're drowning in debt. But the problem is, it's not our debt. It's called onerous debt, onerous, which means it's not legal. It's not actual debt that we are responsible for. But it is an accounting of what has been stolen from us. So when we talk about $20 trillion in national debt, what we're really talking about is what these international Zionist Jew communists have stolen from us in the name of our children and grandchildren. I love this, though, how they print out everything this guy said from the Islamic State, but God help them, God help Reuters or CNN or any of these other international news agencies if they printed a comment, say, made by me or Henry or maybe Katie or anyone on here from the trenches. No, can't do that, but they can certainly quote people from an international terrorist organization like the ISIS about the nature or the state of affairs here in our country. Let me see. Oh, let's read just a couple more of his comments. Apparently, he was long-winded. It says, "Die of spite, America. Die of spite. A nation where both young and old are racing to die in the name of God will not be defeated." He goes on, I'm not even sure what the hell that means. Apparently, the rantings of a lunatic mind. Well, you got to be a lunatic to be involved with this stuff. Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny that they quote this guy from the ISIS. The U.S. is being run by an idiot. Well, I don't know if he's talking about Donald Trump or his hairpiece. He wasn't clear on that. Anyway, going on. Let me see if I can bring this up. I had one more here, and it looks like, all right, we got one more, last one. Over in Press TV, International News. Russia, West, trade barbs at UN over Syria attack. Russia's foreign ministry denounces as unacceptable a UN draft resolution concerning the recent suspected chemical attack in Syria. Now, we have the head of the Russian military come up and say the chemicals that were released in Syria, and it does appear that the people were exposed to a chemical agent, but the reason these chemical agents got into the air and actually got over by to a nearby people is because Russia was attacking one of these munition depots of the IS, the American-backed ISIS, and in that arms depot, they had chemical weapons. And of course, when the depot blew up, some of the chemical weapons got released from their canisters. Funny how America neglects to mention those little facts when they talk about the chemical attack over there in Syria. Anyway, I do see we reached the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to take a bottom of the hour break. You are listening to the Tactical Report, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Henry, if you please.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Tactical Report, and our site is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. A Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast, and if you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, please go to our website, FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Click on that button. Contributions, as always, are greatly appreciated. I am your host for the Tactical Report, John D., U.S. Marine Fighting Tyranny, and of course, Henry Shively is the main show host, and it is 4:37 Eastern Time, which makes it 1:37 Pacific Time. And during the break, that was Audio Slave with Drown Me Slowly. All right. Just while we were going to break, we were going over some interesting articles, and I got one last one here over in Press TV, International News. U.S. Navy pilots go on strike over unsafe conditions. Oh, I didn't know you could do that. Over 100 U.S. Navy instructor pilots have staged a strike over unsafe flying conditions, grounding hundreds of training flights, according to a new report. The strike began at the end of last week when the airmen said they would perform no more flights until officials fixed the technical problems plaguing their aircraft. According to the flight instructors, the 30-year-old T-45 Goshawk training jet's oxygen systems need urgent attention before causing fatal incidences. Psychological episodes like histotoxic hypoxia, which threatens the pilot's lives and is in part caused by oxygen systems malfunction, have almost quadrupled in the T-45 training jets over the past half a decade, the report stated. Last year, at least 10 such incidences were reported on T-45s. Some flight instructors confirmed to Fox News that the Navy's entire fleet of aging jets was going to be grounded over the coming days. Marine First Lieutenant Michael Pence, son of Vice President Mike Pence, was also among the striking pilots, a fact that is likely to put extra pressure on the Pentagon to address the situation. So there you go, people. Because the Vice President's son is apparently one of these pilots or one of these instructors, because he's going to go on strike, now we got to do something before these pilots pass out from lack of oxygen and crash their jets. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for me. So unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend and mentor, Henry Shively. Going once, going twice. Okay, on you, Henry.
Outstanding report as always, JD. And are you suggesting that there's an elite class in this country?
No, I would never, ever. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Yes, you're right.
I gotta wonder what a Navy strike, can they do that?
Apparently, you know, and I was under the impression that when you're in the military, you're not allowed to strike, regardless of your rank.
Well, what if they told you to do something and you didn't think it was safe? You know, like going into a war zone with a missile pack, and you said, well, that's not safe. I'm striking.
Or maybe crawling through minefields or having artillery shot at me. Yeah, I guess I should have gone on strike.
And we all know safety's number one in the military.
Oh, absolutely. Better keep them gays safe.
Yeah, the fellow who said that the country's being run by an idiot, the world's being run by idiots. The LGBT indoctrination, oh, absolutely. Man, it's getting worse every day, too, people. You think that you got somebody, I mean, Trump couldn't shut this down?
Now, remember, Henry, they used to take kids away from parents, well, in this country especially. I'm sure they did it in a lot of other countries, under the guise of endangering the welfare of a child. A nice umbrella term. Well, wouldn't indoctrinating them into perversion be considered endangering the welfare of a child?
Well, not in a country where two men can get married and have a 16-month-old baby handed over to them because they want to raise it the freaks that they are.
Oh, that's right. That was on Wheel of Fortune. He came up and now he was all proud about him and his husband having their new child.
Laura was laughing that we both seen that. I mean, I hardly ever watch it. You know, if it happened to be on at my son's house, you know, so I was looking at the puzzle. And so I turned it up to watch just a little bit of it, and I'll be damned if you wasn't watching it, too. People think...
I only saw about that three-minute segment, just the introduction. That was the only part of the whole show I saw, but that happened to be the part.
Well, that's the part I saw, too, because I turned it off as soon as I heard that. I mean, my God, people. And you don't think they're trying to push that in front of you? I mean, they're like 0.7% of the goddamn population, and they're on Wheel of Fortune. Let's see, Britain and Spain, huh? Well, you know, during our Revolutionary War, I mean, that was actually a world war, And I think France and Britain and Spain were going at it then, weren't they, John?
Oh, absolutely. It was a world war. Now, people don't realize that, you know, in the 1500s, Spain was a superpower. It was the superpower of the world. And then what happened? Well, they got supplanted by the Dutch, because the Dutch were really the shipbuilding industry of the world. It was really the Dutch there for a little while. So the Spanish got replaced by the Dutch, and then the Dutch got replaced by the British, then the British got replaced by us. And guess who's going to be our industrial? And every one of them was an industrial replacement. Well, who's the next industrial superpower?
Boing, dong, dong, ding.
It's absolutely the same pattern, Henry, over and over. And so we're being set up to be replaced just like we've seen in the last 400 years.
But again, just like, you know, Japan, they do not have the raw resources. They could have never been a threat to us. We have, just like with Japan, we've created, well, just like with Russia during the Second World War. We created the greatest threats to our people since the inception of this country have been created by the traitors within.
And Henry, I'm reading a book right now. I'm almost done with it. It was written by Anthony C. Sutton. It was back there in the 70s, and then he revised it back in the 80s, 1985, I think it was. And it's called The Best Enemy Money Can Buy. And all he talks about is how we built Soviet Russia, which you've heard me say many times. But he goes into really explicit details, talking about the companies, the contracts, and exactly what was Russia able to produce because of our intervention into their industry, which they could not produce until we brought the industry over to them. And it turned out it was virtually everything.
Well, look at China. If not for our resources and not for, I mean, the aid, you go and you, I mean, like I said, you know, 50,000 killed in Vietnam, 30,000 in Korea, and to stop the spread of international communism. So you're giving economic aid to build a communist dictatorship.
And Henry, where did that equipment come from that killed all them Americans? Oh, that's right. Soviet Russia. And where did all that equipment come from that Soviet Russia shipped to Vietnam and Korea? Oh, that's right. Came right from here, Henry.
You know, I think we've been betrayed. I hate to say it. You know,
duped.
You were talking about Nikki Haley, that bitch born in India. You know, this is how it works, people. You know, this bitch is born in India here. Now she's sitting in the United Nations over there doing the bidding of the Jews. Oh, how many more children must die before we go and take Assad out for the Jews? Because that's what they've wanted all along, isn't it? Or am I missing something here? We've talked about it, people. The fact that it was supposed to be Syria, and then Lebanon, and then Jordan, and then Iran. That was, I mean, they called it. And they started it with the love missiles, and they couldn't get the back. They knew they did not have the backing. The people are still the power, whether we realize it or not. Go ahead, sorry.
And when was the last time we heard from a Secretary of State along these lines? Oh, that's right. It was Madeleine Albright in that 60-minute CBS News interview. We've heard that over 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it? And old Madeleine Albright? I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
Well, it was just overhead in Iraq. I mean, they killed those children. I mean, the same people who said they killed 200,000 children in Iraq are now saying we should go topple Assad and take over that country for Israel over. Well, I was listening to this morning. It's like a little kid lying to you anymore, John. They're not even good at it.
They're not even calling it collateral damage, Henry. It's just the price.
It's just the price. But they come out. I mean, they're standing there in front of me. I'm watching them. There were 70 kids killed, or it might have been 100. It could have been 200. I mean, what? And of course, Assad did it. And everybody knows Assad did it. He was flying the plane, and he came over and he personally dropped those bombs on those little children. I mean, this is such a rush of bullshit, and you got the goddamn ISIS over there, John McCain's buddies, who are going to take, I mean, who took over in goddamn Libya? This is what they want, people. I mean, why? Because they want unstable governments, because it's easy to go in and take the people's resources when there's an unstable, corrupt, treasonous government in charge, just like here. And with our oil that we were talking about to begin the program with. You talked about Bill, the commie, that dirty sleaze bag mick son of a bitch O'Reilly. And, well, I guess, you know, he's denying the charges and it's going to be a suit. But I despise Bill O'Reilly. I mean, an arrogant piece of trash. I mean, he's got a lot of that 25% of the retards that want you to think, well, Bill O'Reilly, he's authority. He can tell the government what to do. I mean, this is how these motherfuckers think. And this is what they've been, I mean, what gets me is the people who are suffering under this tyranny. They look at this son of a bitch as on like they'll glom onto somebody like Bill O'Reilly. He's real smart.
I'll never forget that interview. Bill Goebbels O'Reilly was interviewing the son of one of the people who died in the Twin Towers when the Twin Towers collapsed on 9/11. Mm-hmm. And so the guy's just questioning the legitimacy of the government's claims about how these buildings collapsed. And very quickly, Bill O'Reilly steps in and, well, your dad wouldn't want you talking about that. You shut up. You just shut the hell up right now.
Tell me how you would like just to go up and just spit right in his face and say, do something,
boy.
Again,
Henry, it would be pure reflex. I would beat his face into chopped meat. Then I would beat the chopped meat into a pulpy jelly. Then I would beat the pulpy jelly into nothing more than a stain on the ground.
I guarantee you, that's arrogant, snubby piece of shit. You could slap him, you know, just an open hand slap across the face. I mean, really slap the piss out of him, knock him on his, he'd lay there in his own piss and cry. I just love the way they always, you know, these punks are up there pushing out their chest like they're somebody, and you know that they got bodyguards around them 24/7 because they're cowards, they're spineless pieces of treasonous shit. And, you know, again, with, you know, the shit over there with Assad, for the children, you mentioned that. It's for the children. I mean, are the Jews children, John?
Are the what?
Jews children.
Are the Jews children?
They must be, because it's always for the children.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. Well, now, remember, Henry, they're the chosen people. And remember, the common mistake is, when you say chosen people, the common interpretation by us Gentiles, by us Goyim, is, oh, you mean out of the people, they're a superior kind of people, or some kind of people that have something special over us. No. In the interpretation of the Zionist Jews, when they say the chosen people, what they mean is they are the only people, because we aren't even people. We're simply lesser people, closer to farm animals, which is why they call us Goyim.
Soulless animals, that's what the word means.
You're not even a person in the sense when they say the word person, you're not a person in that sense. You're less than that because you don't even have a soul.
Absolutely. Well, we got another article here. Well, let's look some more at that Trump effect. Three illegal aliens.
We coined that phrase here.
Yeah, we did, yeah. Three illegal aliens charged with murder of teenager in Virginia. Another family has lost one of their young people. So this is exactly what we told you people was going to happen. We told you who these son of a bitches are. We told you that they knew who they were down there on the border as they were buying them plane tickets to bring them to your community so they could kill your children. And Trump, he ain't going to do shit about it because this is the plan. This is the international's plan because in the end, it is a one world order. He stands up there and says, I'm not president of the world. I'm just going to want to be president of the United States as he's already put troops into Syria, Iraq. He's already out there meddling in other people's businesses for the Jews, getting ready to take the Middle East for the Jews. But he's the American president. I mean, people will believe any goddamn thing. It's slow, especially if you throw in at the end of it jobs. Three illegal aliens accused of murdering a teenager in Virginia are now in police custody and are currently detained in a Virginia jail. The three Salvadorians that were charged by the prosecutor belonged to the violent MS-13 street gang. And, you know, these guys are covered with tattoos. They're acting like these guys, they're illegal aliens. Well, yeah, they were. But I guarantee you, they were at the border, they were given their $257 a day and their plane ticket. And they knew they were illegal. I mean, it's just like every other crime this criminal occupation commits against the American people. And have been slapped with second-degree murder. Second-degree murder charges. You know, John, I read another article about this. You know what they did to this kid?
No, I haven't read the article.
They cut off his hands. They cut off his tongue. They cut him up. Second-degree murder? They butchered this kid. And there's no chance of them dying. They go straight to jail where their gangs run the goddamn prisons in this country. They're going to have it made. I mean, this is... goddamn, people, you can't see this betrayal? By the hairpiece? What's he been doing? That's right, he's getting the Keystone Pipeline, the Dakota Pipeline. He's getting the regulations lifted, and he's sitting there meeting with CEOs across the country, and they're all just slapping each other on the back and swapping spit and deciding how they're going to cut up our country. And you're saying, oh, give him a chance. He's already had too much of a chance. Salvadorians. And they cut this kid up, and they get charged with second-degree murder for their participation in the killing of a 17-year-old Raymond Wood. Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown announced Friday afternoon. The Roanoke Times reported that those arrested were identified as Victor Arnaldo Rodas, 19, Jose Correz Ventura, 21, and Linsandro Posada Vasquez, 24, have been arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement on Tuesday after they were initially detained by the Bedford County Sheriff's Office, and they let them go. And we find out, with, you know, with what, of course you let these, I mean, we're going to go on into it. All three are members of the notorious MS-13 street gang, according to Mayor Brown. The MS-13 gang is made up mostly of Central and South American immigrants. No, I mean, how can the hell can you throw immigrant in there? Oh, they're gang immigrants. Is that it? They just, I mean, that's why they keep pushing that word, pushing that word, pushing that word. And it goes from illegal alien invader to immigrants looking for a better life. They just happen to be gang member immigrants looking for a better gang member life in America where they can cut up your children. South American immigrants. Gangs made up of Central and South American immigrants were Salvadoran nationals, or first, there they are, they're nationals. First-generation Salvadoran Americans comprised the majority of the group. Monday last week, a motorist reported a body in the middle of the road in Bedford County, Virginia, at around 9:30 p.m. The victim was later identified as Raymond Wood. While on the phone reporting the incident, the motorist noticed a Honda Accord speeding up. The motorist informed the 911 operator that the vehicle was traveling towards Route 221. An alert was made, and Bradford County Sheriff's deputies intercepted the vehicle minutes later. Upon questioning, the deputy learned that the driver, Victor Rodas, 19, was an illegal immigrant. Rodas was then transported and detained at the Bradford County Sheriff's Office. Tuesday afternoon, a citizen reported to the Sheriff's Office that two Hispanics asked the person to make a phone call on their behalf in a forest area. After the call was made, the citizen reported that a sports car came and picked up the two Hispanics. The same vehicle came back after some time and picked up two more Hispanics in the forested area. Deputies were able to stop the vehicle, and upon further questioning were able to identify that the passengers in the vehicle were illegal immigrants. No, they're not immigrants. How in the hell can those two words are not synonymous with each other? It is just more of that Orwellian, what the hell they call it, doublespeak. Orwellian doublespeak. You cannot, I mean, these here are oxymorons. You cannot be an illegal immigrant. You're an illegal invader. You're not immigrating, you're invading if it's illegal, damn it. Forested area, okay. We're illegal immigrants, which included Jose Correz Ventura. Deputies apprehended the men inside the vehicle. Jose Correa Ventura's record showed that he's also wanted for a murder in Montgomery County, Maryland. People! Did we misinform you? Or is exactly what we told you was going to happen is going to happen? I mean, you better guard your children well. A 17-year-old boy here, they cut his ass up. This is what these monkeys do. They behead, they cut his head off too, I think, John. I'm not sure. I know they cut his hands off and shit.
That article 2 weeks ago, one of the guys cut his own mother's head off and carried it down the street.
And these are the kind of people we want to come to our country for a better life. To ensure the true identity of these individuals, he further adds, investigators had worked closely with the Bedford County Commonwealth Attorney's Office, Lynchburg Police Department, Bedford Police Department, Virginia State Police, FBI, ATF, U.S. Marshal's Office, Prince George County, Maryland Police Department, Montgomery County, Maryland Police Department, and U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Now, these son of a bitches were brought here. They were paid to come here. They were given $257 a day, plane tickets, a place to live, so that they could come here and butcher up this kid. And now, how much are we going to pay for all the? How much did this shit just cost just to capture these sons of bitches? When they were right there at the border, I guarantee you, these sons of a bitches came right across that border, and they were embraced by your border patrol. And probably it was some National Guard that sat down with them and filled out their paperwork. And as they were looking at the teardrops and the other MS-13 gang member signs tattooed all over their bodies, scars, hardcore gangsters. This is, they imported them in here from the most violent country on the whole goddamn planet, Guatemala.
Now, Henry, the State Department and the Border Patrol agents, they're going to go to jail for this, right? Just like a bartender, if he serves you too much alcohol and you go kill somebody because you were drunk driving, that bartender's going to be held liable for that death, right?
Well, you know, it's just like these sanctuary cities. These people are, they're playing that game. The game is that actually the federal government does have no authority to arrest to come out and do any goddamn thing outside that 10-mile border. I mean, that 10-mile square we talked about. We've talked about this many times. And see, you're seeing it. You're seeing what we're saying being told to be true in the mainstream because these sanctuary cities, we don't have to arrest these people. The federal government, they have no authority here, actually. It's all been granted illegally because it goes against the founding documents that said that son of a bitch will be squared in. And their authority, they will not have authority within the states, or especially over the goddamn people.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and then after they mutilated him like that, they ran over him a couple, two, three times
yeah,
in the vehicle.
That was it. That was it. Yeah, Laura read a little bit of it to me when I was...
Oh,
because
yeah, it was disgusting. I'm sorry,
I know. No, man, the people need to know what's out there. This is what they brought. This is what they took your goddamn money and stole from you. Took it from at gunpoint. This is what they use that money for, that they steal from your resources. You know, John starts the tactical report every day with that list of diseases, these phony ass diseases they've come with to build bank accounts so they can use. They've reported this. Why ain't somebody been arrested for this? They diverted those funds. I mean, it was a fraud to use to fly these son of a bitches. Probably flew this very same son of a bitches in here to cut up this boy from Virginia. Where's your outrage, people? Anyways, we've made it up to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, again, where's your outrage? And that is the word.
Guard your children.
Exactly. That is The Word from the Trenches.